The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And for the next hour, a conversation that is focused on bringing you information that translates into a benefit for your health, your well-being, your longevity, your state of mind, and achieving these benefits through a wide range of natural means, some natural means that may very well be neglected by the mainstream media. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. When you walked in here, you said you had heard...
I was out of breath.
Something about the death rate from cancer declining.
Right, I read a short article.
And then when I Googled it, there were a lot of different reports out there. They said the death rates are declining, but the number of deaths are going up.
Fun with numbers.
And I think years ago, I would have taken these reports at face value. You know, the one I'm looking at now, cancer statistics report death rate down 23% in 21 years. And I would have said, boy, that's great. Things are improving. But like you said, they can be misleading sometimes. Because they say here, despite progress overall in reducing cancer incidence and death, and I'm not so sure where the cancer incidence is declining.
Right. They're not giving a reference for a research study or statistical analysis to support that statement. And then the information goes on to say...
Well, that the rates of certain cancers are actually increasing in both men and women, and they include leukemia and then cancer of the tongue, tonsil, small intestine, liver, pancreas, kidney, and thyroid. And admittedly, those are less common cancers than the main ones that we see, like lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer.
The list goes on.
In addition, they saw an increase in men for melanoma, multiple myeloma, male breast cancer, testicular cancer, and throat cancer. And among women, they saw an increase in anal, vulvar, and endometrial cancers. And some of the increase in endometrial cancer rate is thought to be due to increasing rates of obesity. Well, we've talked about that before. Being overweight is a risk factor for cancer in general. How can they put a statistic like that? Cancer rates down 23%, and that's the headline, because a lot of people read the headline and move on.
Yeah, that's it. It's a headline. But then you read the article, and you might come to a relatively different conclusion than the headline leads you to believe.
And they say now, in 21 states, cancer is now the leading cause of death, mostly because of a large decrease in deaths from heart disease, which is still the top cause of death overall in the United States.
This is not an encouraging discussion.
I think the answer is that it really doesn't matter what the death rate is or the numbers are, because if it doesn't affect you, it's 0%, but if it affects you, it's 100%.
There you go.
So what you really want to do is figure out ways, I would think. Now, judging from my observations, not in my office, but just driving down the street, seeing the lines pulling into fast food restaurants, and seeing how people are loading up their shopping carts in supermarkets, they don't pay too much attention about the impact of the foods they're eating on their health. And that needs to be thought about, because that's really, I think, the biggest factor in whether we get sick or not.
Well, I think one of the most important discussions that we have here on Natural Doc Radio, Dr. Slavin, has to do with the tests that Advanced Medical Testing Center offers. Because, as you say, people aren't paying very much attention to what they're putting in their shopping carts or what prepared food they're consuming. And they might not necessarily even be paying very much attention to the blood test results that they get from, let's say, their annual physical. And if they were to be paying attention, they would probably take a look at that blood test list and realize that there wasn't anything really significant about giving them information about the actual state of their health or possibly something beginning to deteriorate that needed their attention and that might even have a nutritional solution.
Well, that's true, because they don't routinely test for those kind of things. The routine testing that doctors do, well, doctors really their perception of how they should take care of patients is to identify patients when they're sick
with a name of a disease or syndrome or cluster of symptoms
for which they have a drug to treat it with, and going beyond that to determine whether or not the patient should be hospitalized. Now, if you think about that, that's really at the far end of the spectrum of illness. By the time you need a drug or hospitalization, you've really ignored that patient's health significantly, but that's the way it's done. If it wasn't done this way, we'd see a completely different level of health in our just in the population. We wouldn't see the arise of obesity the way it is. I'm not sure where I think we were talking about it on the radio the other day. How one of the speakers was saying when he was growing up, maybe he had one kid in the elementary school that was overweight, and now it's an epidemic. You have grandchildren. I don't know if you pay attention to what their schoolmates look like. Is it you in your observations?
Okay, it's very, very interesting. My observation is my grandchildren are the skinniest kids. And because they look so dramatically different than most of the other kids in school, sometimes the school administration singles them out as possibly having some sort of eating disorder, which is very, very interesting, because all they would have to do is look at the lunch that is brought to school, and it's full of vegetables and fish and high-quality organic foods, water to drink, no juice, no cookies for dessert. It's very interesting. And so over the years, all three of my grandchildren have said to their classmates, oh, you shouldn't eat that. That's full of sugar, or that isn't good for you. You have a little bit of a cold, and that'll make your cold worse.
Now, we've been on the radio for over, 25 years. And I remember 25 years ago talking about the number of pounds of sugar that the average American eats. And it was high 25 years ago. It's even higher now. And then they introduced all these artificial sweeteners, and people still think it's okay to substitute those for sugar when it's been shown that that's probably even worse.
It's very, very interesting, because I pick on statin drugs so frequently about having a relationship with the incidence and diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, concentration, memory loss in seniors, a variety of different brain activity issues. And so mentioning the introduction, going back 25 years, as you said, Dr. Slavin, mentioning that and the introduction of artificial sweeteners, and I'm going to pick on aspartame and I'm going to pick on sucralose. Those are two of the artificial sweetening ingredients used in processed foods. And then, of course, we can always find that little blue packet and the little yellow packet and put multiple packets in iced tea or lemonade or whatever it is we might be drinking at a restaurant. And so we know aspartame kills brain cells. So where my brain goes is, oh my goodness, the combination of statin drugs and aspartame. Then you mentioned that liver cancer was one of the increasing diagnoses of cancer, even though supposedly cancer death rates were falling. But you think about sucralose. Chlorine hitting your liver. That is absolutely a liver toxin. You would never, ever, ever want to put that into your body. And then combine that with a statin drug, another assault to your liver. So instead of nourishing our brains, we are punishing our brains. Instead of nourishing our livers, we are punishing our livers. And so pay very, very close attention. Use natural things. If you want something sweet, use a good quality, we talked about honey earlier this week, a good quality unpasteurized raw local honey, high quality grade B maple syrup. No, you don't want the grade A. You want the grade B because it still has some minerals in it. And maybe you just want organic, unprocessed cane sugar. So many different choices that are not as punishing to your body. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And during the break, we were doing some very, very interesting investigation about things that appear to be basic and free of additives, But when you investigate them, they're highly processed and contaminated with things that you wouldn't ordinarily put in your diet.
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, if you wanted to make a change, maybe each day if you made a change and substituted something homemade for something you bought in a store that was processed, you know, you'd be heading in the right direction, because even things that look as natural as possible probably need to be avoided. I'll give you an example, because occasionally we would use whipped cream. So
not real whipped cream.
Being lazy, as most people are.
Okay.
You know, we would, you know, we don't use that. What is it called? Miracle Whip? Is that the other one in a bowl, in a tub?
Yeah, I don't know what that's called, but I know what it is. Yeah, you would never use that.
I didn't use
that
because I read the label once.
And you would never put that stuff in your mouth.
There's a lot of chemicals, you know, but you look at the picture and everything, and it looks fine, and it tastes okay, but you read the label.
Yeah, it does. When you've tasted real stuff, that other stuff doesn't taste all that great.
So then, you know, then the next choice is Ready Whip. That's pretty common.
Okay, and Dr. Slavin, have
what,
you
did
been?
I make a mistake again? And,
well, there's really good organic ready whip kind of available in the refrigerated section of the health food store. So we don't have to go to this commercially produced ready whip. And they don't even call it whip, WHIP. They're making it a trademarkable name. Oh, okay. But, who owns Ready Whip? That's my next question. So while you're speaking, I'm going to look that up.
So anyway, so Ready Whip is whipped cream. You've seen it in the stores. And it says on the, you know, label, made with real cream, which is good if you look at it.
They're not lying.
And even better yet, you say, boy, this is whipped cream. And it says only 1 gram of fat. And, you know, I think 15 calories per serving. That's pretty good.
Serving is like.
Well, you know, like we say, you know, nobody uses the servings that they tell you they use.
Right, right.
Even if you use double the amount, so 30 calories, not such a big deal. And, but then you have to read the label. And on the label, the first ingredient is cream, which is okay. And then you have water, then sugar, and then corn syrup. Now, my question, Jan, when it says corn syrup, is all corn syrup high fructose corn syrup, or is there differences between corn syrup?
I don't know the answer to that. And my guess is they are not necessarily required to identify it as corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup.
And then it goes on with, it has non-fat milk. Less than 2% of, and then the following ingredients, natural and artificial flavors. Now, what are the artificial flavors that you might...
Vanilla.
That would be artificial, or would that be natural?
Well, most of the vanilla sold in the stores as a seasoning is artificial. And the price differential between true vanilla extract and what's sold in the stores is significant. So my guess is the artificial flavor here is vanilla.
And then they have mono and diglycerides. And I mean, I know what they mean from a chemical standpoint, but I don't know what they mean from a food standpoint. What are they putting into the food that is mono and diglycerides? I don't know. What kind of foods are those?
Okay. I haven't had those from my garden recently, but it is something to emulsify and make it feel really nice in your mouth.
Well, the next one, and we've talked about this before, is carrageenan. And that one has there's a lot of controversy about carrageenan. And then lastly, the propellant, nitrous oxide. Now, so I decided to do what Starbucks does. Now, I'm sure many of you have been into, you know, it's interesting, too. If you've been into Starbucks, you see how they use the whipped cream thing. They make their own. And then I'm thinking, when I've been into other places, it might have been a Dunkin' Donuts. I think they're using Ready Whip or something like that because it's in a can already. But Starbucks makes their own. How do they make it? They put the heavy cream into the container, and then they put the propellant in, or the gas that they're going to put in there, and it's probably the nitrous oxide, and that's it. So you're getting heavy cream and nitrous oxide, and you can make your own whipped cream, and it literally just takes seconds when you do it. And you avoid all these artificial ingredients that may or may not be impacting you in a negative way. But this, as the saying goes, if in doubt, leave it out.
Okay.
Especially if you can just do, heavy cream and turn it into whipped cream. Now, you don't even have to do it that way. You can also just take a hand blender, a hand mixer with the heavy cream and mix it up in a minute, maybe you have whipped cream.
Right. And you add your own really high quality vanilla extract and your own organic sugar. Very, very wonderful taste difference. And I was going to say, people say, well, I don't want to be whipping that up every single day. So you whip that up. You put it in dollops on a cookie tray. You put it in your freezer. You freeze it. When it's frozen, you pick those little dollops of cream off and put them in a Ziploc bag, and you just reach into your freezer every morning and put one of those little servings, and you get to identify the serving size that's just right for your cup of coffee or chai tea or whatever you want to put it on. You could put a little bit of this on a very nice organic plain yogurt that has a sprinkle of some berries, a little bit of chopped nuts and seeds. Absolutely wonderful breakfast, just a little bit. And it has all different textures, all different nutritional benefits.
But so where we started was, is just trying to go back to making things yourself, maybe using just the pure natural ingredients. If you think about it, why do they have, if whipped cream can be made of just heavy cream, just heavy cream. You don't need anything else in it.
And truly, you don't even need to sweeten it. When you're using organic heavy cream, there is such a delightful flavor to it. Some people might make the move away from a sweetened cream.
Right. Look at all the other ingredients they're putting in there that you don't need. That's, like Janice said, it's not grown in her garden or anything. A lot of chemicals in there. That's what I'm saying. So if you look in your pantry and you see all these processed foods that you have in boxes and cans or in the refrigerator or in the freezer section, and you say, maybe we can substitute it for something in its natural form and maybe spend a few more minutes to prepare it, maybe it'd be a change in the right direction.
And step by step, all of those little changes at the end of a year translate into such a benefit for your health.
And even more importantly, if you read the labels, you can just see and add it up just how many artificial ingredients that you're leaving out of your body. You think about it, you're putting all these artificial ingredients into your body in a year's time. How many pounds of artificial ingredients you're putting in? Body's not meant to deal with that.
Maybe we don't really need to lose weight. Maybe we just need to lose chemicals.
That could be.
Could be. Yeah. Okay, but where are the chemicals stored? Absolutely, in fact.
I remember years ago talking about a report I had seen where they had done a study and they were finding that people who had died, and buried, their bodies were decomposing at a much slower rate because they had consumed so many, what's the term I'm looking for?
Preservatives
in the food,
okay.
Their bodies were preserved.
Dr. Slavin, I had the original Life Extension book with Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw and their pictures throughout the book. And in that book, they recommended taking BHT, butylated hydroxytoluene. And Twin Lab for a while actually sold it. See, I've been in this business for so long, I remember this. And so they were telling people, you are preserving your cells. So it might have been those people whose bodies weren't decomposing very, very quickly. One of the things that I wanted to find out is, who owns Ready Whip? Well, it's part of ConAgra Foods. And so this food giant that brings to us the whole array of highly processed, highly preserved foods. So if anyone has ever been in a food warehouse, they would see many times, unfortunately, the warehouse is not air conditioned. The ceilings are very, very high, and the pallets of food products are stacked to a very, very impressive height. And you find out that the turnover for some of these foods is a very, very long time. And how is it that these foods don't start to break down because of all of the preservatives?
Well, it's really interesting. So I'm not saying good or bad about ConAgra Foods.
I am.
And on their website, they say, we make the foods you love. And here are some of the brands.
And it's true.
Which is amazing. Brands that I've even heard of. like Healthy Choice, for example. Swiss Miss. We mentioned the Ready Whip. Wesson Oil. Chef Boyardee.
Who might still be using Wesson Oil? Vegetable oil extracted with chemicals, highly processed. It's not a good source of quality fat that your body needs.
Hebrew National. Pam, Gulden's ketchup,
mustard.
Mustard. I'm skipping over because I'm looking for the brands that I've heard of.
Okay,
there
was one down at the Alexia Foods. Okay, now Alexia has a whole line of organic frozen vegetables. They're processed, but they are made from organic base ingredients. And I don't remember exactly what I saw on the ingredient list. I have to say I haven't purchased any of them, but they're sold very commonly throughout the health food industry.
And there's a lot of foods here, including P.F. Chang's Home Menu and Peter Pan peanut butter. When we come back,
not
we'll talk
good.
A little about peanut butter.
All right. It's a good idea. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come. We will possibly make your day not quite so happy, because we'll be talking about maybe some of your favorite foods, but we'll give you alternatives. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4000. 4991 to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Just a reminder, I will be at Locatel. Locatel is on Hallandale Beach Boulevard, just east of US 1. And I will be there talking about my products, the digestive formula, the Jenna juice formula, that is the whole profile of antioxidant nutrients from the super fruits, the fruits that might not always be accessible for you to put in your smoothie or your protein drink in the morning, but are full of very highly protective components, things that your cells need to stay healthy. So I'll be there starting at 12 o'clock to answer your questions. So come see me at Locatel, Hallandale Beach Boulevard, just east of US 1. Dr. Slavin?
Yeah, we were looking at the parent company of a lot of different food brands that we see. Other parent companies for foods include Kraft, for example. I guess PepsiCo is another big one.
General Mills. And speaking of little articles that I read this morning, no, it wasn't General Mills. It was General Motors.
We're really not singling out any particular company. What we're just saying is, you know, read the labels, read the ingredients, and then you might realize that you can make it at home with just the pure ingredients. You know, we had started off speaking about
And a lot whip cream, less expensive.
Ready Whip. And then I'm saying, well, all you need for whipped cream is cream. And then you read all the ingredients, and I'm saying, you know, why do we have to put all these artificial flavors and ingredients in our bodies when you don't have to? And it's not a big deal to make whipped cream anyway. Maybe we'll have a demonstration. Put it on YouTube.
Okay, there
you go.
That'd
be interesting to see if that works.
Okay, my guess is it will work very nicely.
Yes.
And you're exercising when you're doing it. What I'm using is a little kitchen gadget that when pressed vigorously, it acts as something that would whip cream.
So, maybe that's the answer. Anyway, so then another one of their products was peanut butter. And I don't have the label of the peanut butter in front of me, but I'm sure it's not just peanuts.
Okay, hydrogenated fats, different oils added to the peanuts, and it's hydrogenated, mixing in the oils with the peanuts to give that smooth, spreadable, easy-to-use peanut butter. And you go a long way before you can find a peanut butter in the grocery store that doesn't have sugar added.
Okay, so I've got the ingredients here. This happened to be the brand that company had, Peter Pan peanut butter. So the first ingredient is always the one of the highest content ingredients, roasted peanuts. I'm not sure why you have to have roasted peanuts and peanut butter.
You can have raw nut butters.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, so you have roasted peanuts. The next ingredient is corn syrup solids. Then they put in soy protein concentrate. Then you have sugar. And then you have, as Jenna was mentioning, less than 2% of hydrogenated vegetable oils, cottonseed and rapeseed.
Both GMO.
Right. Then you have salt, minerals, magnesium oxide, zinc oxide, iron phosphate, copper sulfate. And then they put in vitamins, niacin, vitamin B6, folic acid, and say it contains peanuts and soy. I wonder if they're putting in those minerals and vitamins to enhance the attractiveness of the product. Just, oh, look, it's got nutrients in there. This must be good.
Must be good for me. It's going to nourish my kids' peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
So I'm not a peanut butter eater, but I have to say I was very impressed in the Whole Foods store, and I'm sure other stores have it as well. You go to their area where they have the bulk food, and you can take the raw peanuts out. You put it into their machine, And now comes fresh peanut butter.
So not only can you find fresh peanut butter machines to do that, but also almond butter. You can do the same thing with the raw almonds that you buy in bulk. You can do the same things with cashews. And usually in a health food store, you can find those choices.
So I'm just saying, so here's another simple substitute for these things. Now, my recommendation is always make it, just make the amount that you're going to finish in a day or two. You don't make a whole bunch that has to stay around for a long time. But you could, if you do, you could put in a vitamin E gel cap as a, to help prevent oxidation of the ingredients.
I suggest people do that with their olive oil, just a little capsule of vitamin E oil emptied into their olive oil when they open it. And don't buy, if you're buying those giant gallon cans of olive oil, for sure you want to put vitamin E. My suggestion is you want to buy smaller quantities. Right, don't do it. Smaller quantities, well, and then make sure you keep them in a dark place.
You know, we sell professional lines of vitamins in our office. And I only carry a month's supply of each type because you want to use them up. You don't want to buy a 6 month supply because they're going to lose their potency. They're going to become oxidized. No reason to do that when you realize what happens to it after it's exposed to the air and the light. You want to, you know, no more than a month's supply at a time. So just two ingredients, you know, the ready whip. Okay, I'm not saying people have to have whipped cream or have to have peanut butter. But you can do that across the board. If you look in your house, everything that's packaged, you can probably, I know you can do a better job if you just buy the raw ingredients and do it yourself. Not that difficult.
And that's it. It isn't so difficult. We have been led to believe that all of these things are money savers and time savers and not so accurate an assessment across the board. When you begin to introduce some different ways of doing things in your kitchen, you can eat in a much more health-supporting way. At a very reasonable cost. And you think about how much debris, garbage we are reducing because all of these packaged foods create a lot of environmental challenge.
And then instead of pasta, we'll take zucchini and then make it into little strips. They have little gadgets that can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And use that instead of pasta. It's, again, a much healthier choice.
Spaghetti squash, so easy to do.
You just scoop that out.
Right.
And you have it. So, mm-hmm. You know, little things like that. And I bet you a lot of people may not have even heard of spaghetti squash.
So spaghetti squash is a yellow squash that is about the size and a little bit shaped like a football. You cut it in half, put it cut side down on a cookie sheet, put it in your oven, maybe 325, and it takes maybe 25 minutes or so. When you stick a fork in it and it feels soft, then it's done. You take it out, stand it on end, and just scoop it with a fork into these piles of stringy squash that's perfect as your spaghetti alternative.
But there's another problem, Janet.
I just realized that
times are changing and people don't eat home anymore. They eat out all the time.
Okay, I'm going to say that there's a wave, and I believe that eat out wave has crested, and more people are understanding that when they go out to eat, the next day, maybe they're all puffy around their eyes. Maybe their fingers aren't bending so easily. They look down at their feet. And their feet are puffy and swollen. Sometimes they try and put their shoes on and their shoes that fit the day before don't fit any longer. And so I had somebody in my office and I was talking to her and we were conversing about, she asks for her food to be cooked in a very plain way. And so she's assuming there's no salt added, but after eating those foods, she has all of the issues I just described. And I said, well, sometimes they are marinating the meat in salt water and just meant to give it a little flavor, make it a little bit more tender. And there you go. So you're getting salt free, you think, but there is some salt contamination.
I think it's important to just consider where you're going to eat out, because there is a tremendous range in food quality amongst restaurants. You know, some are going to use better quality ingredients than others. And you never know, because at the end of the day, for a restaurant, it's about their bottom line. And they want to maximize profit, so they're going to look for, in many cases, the least expensive ingredients or the least expensive food. And if they can satisfy the customer, you don't know the difference. So,
One of the choices that comes to mind that is confusing for the diner is salmon. And so on the menu, it may say North Atlantic salmon, and that might bring to mind the salmon making their way up the rivers in northern Scotland and the northern European countries. Well, not so much the correct picture. What you have are huge pens out in the North Atlantic, and the salmon in those pens are given hormones. They're given artificial color to create a correct salmon color to the flesh. Variety of manipulations created to make you think that you're getting quality fish. Not so much.
And, of course, all those ingredients that they're throwing into these fish pens don't stay in the pens. It's in the water. It spreads out into the ocean, affects other wildlife in the ocean. We're not a big fan of farmed, what they call aquaculture. Again...
If you do some research on, there's lots of YouTube videos about the problems with aquaculture.
So... And I think it was, I just read, I forget what state it was, just passed a law that they have to label the salmon that's being genetically modified so people know that it is.
Oh, so the genetically modified salmon that has the potential to escape their pens and to actually intermingle with wild salmon? Oh, do we have a disaster waiting to happen there? That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Slavin, what's next on our discussion list?
It was Oregon that passed a mandatory GMO labeling bill for transgenic salmon. In other words, they've modified the salmon, genetically speaking. And they're saying, of course, it's perfectly safe, but they don't have any tests. They don't have any studies to back up that statement. And as we're learning more and more, that genetically modified foods are probably not safe. And here again, I say, if there's any doubt, leave it out, because
if there's any doubt, let's label it and people can decide.
Right. So genetically modified foods, some feel, are not safe. That's why Oregon has already taken steps to allow its citizens to make the distinction between transgenic, regular, and organic salmon. Why not just let the public know? Well, the reason they don't want to do it, because we know they already know the public will choose the more natural choice. They're not going to go for the manipulated, genetically engineered salmon.
Suppose if it's half the price.
Well, that may be a problem, right?
Okay, so how do purveyors of whatever it might be get people hooked on something? They give it at a very low price, or they give it for free. And then after having established a little bit of a marketplace, very, very gradually the price increases. So very interesting to watch how this unfolds.
So here they're saying that genetically modified crops have wrought chaos in numerous ecosystems around the world, increased our risk of developing health conditions like allergies or even cancer, and even killed people. While some consumers might be persuaded by companies who claim they feed the poor and that there are no health risks from their products, not everyone is food. Now, clearly, this is a biased website, and you have to just be aware of it in order to come to your own conclusion. So my position has always been eat, or in fact, treat your body in as natural a way as possible. The more you deviate from what nature originally had for us, the more potential problems you're going to create for yourself. So if you have a choice between commercially raised foods or produce or livestock, you go to the organic, naturally raised. It just makes more sense from a health point of view. If you're eating based on how much things cost, then you're going to be... And the reason I can lower the price of those foods is because you're not necessarily eating food. You're eating a lot of artificial ingredients that they put in there. I forget what they said with one of the fast food burger places. What percentage of hamburgers was actually meat?
It was kind of a low percentage.
Yeah, so you have to be aware of that. Nobody would... You know, I think the average person, you go to a store, you buy a hamburger. I mean, in a fast food place, you would expect it to be 100% beef. After all, if you made it at home, that's what you would make it, 100% beef.
Okay, remember, it was a very long time ago, the very, very little senior lady asking, where's the beef?
Right.
Okay. So that long ago, it was becoming apparent that what was being sold to the public as a burger really didn't necessarily have very much meat in the burger.
So it's really about the consumer's right to know what they're buying, but the Dark Act is trying to, the big food companies are trying to block the public's right to know. They no transparency. They just want to continue selling their products at a lower price because of all the artificial ingredients and keep the consumer in the dark. But I think that's going to backfire because we see the rise in demand for organic foods, for non-GMO foods, because there is no labeling out there, so you have to almost resort to organic. I have to say that even though non-GMO is better than regular commercially raised products, you still have pesticides being sprayed on non-GMO crops as well. It just means they're not genetically modified. It doesn't mean they're not being sprayed with pesticides, whereas the organic crops You're supposed to have a minimum contact with any of those chemicals.
When I talked about the price differential, Dr. Slavin, one of the suggestions that I routinely discuss with clients who come to see me and they have a family of five or six to feed and a very, very specific budget for food, you can buy the high quality salmon, the high quality fish and beef and so on. And the idea is to have a small serving. And truly, this is a health supporting choice with that small serving. So for each person to have a 3-ounce serving and the rest of the plate to be filled with vegetables. And so you are having your family leave the table satisfied, things like beans, things like sweet potatoes. These are quality foods, but a starch content that allows that sensation of satisfaction with the meal. You want to make sure that you're including some high quality fats as well, because the fats are digested slower and again, give a sensation of satisfaction over a longer period of time.
And speaking of fats, and we don't have time to get into this today, but the headline is, could eating the right fats save up to 1 million lives a year? You know, after all, for so many years we've been told avoid fats, they're not good for you, eat the carbs. And that was, of course, the polar opposite of what you really should do, because the carbs are the things that are responsible for so many health problems. And I'm thinking that even the experts currently are still suggesting diets that are low in saturated fats, diets that are high in refined vegetable oils, and you're seeing problems continue.
It's very, very interesting, because I still talk to people whose doctors have said, follow a low-fat diet and don't eat eggs. And how incorrect is that information? But still, that's what people are being told.
So I think maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that a little bit, just again to encourage you to eat food in its most natural form. Some of the best fats, again, are avocado. What's your feedback from patients, from your clients, when you tell them, we'll recommend avocado?
A lot of people are eating avocado and might not necessarily be something that's in their diets every single day, but a very, very good choice. Nuts and seeds, I tell people a little bit of those every day, and they should be raw, they should be organic. So there are a lot of very, very high quality choices. People are using, more and more people are using coconut oil. And I recommend very high quality butter. If you are able to access raw butter, you're supporting your coenzyme Q10 levels and activity. And if it isn't raw butter, then you might think about Irish butter, where the dairy herds are not treated the way that dairy herds are treated
and
here.
I don't remember exactly how it was done, but I remember in elementary school, around Thanksgiving time, I guess we were talking about the settlers in the New World making their own butter. And they actually made their own butter.
So easy.
In your home, you can make your own butter. What would the ingredients be for your own butter?
Cream and salt and some elbow grease. You just keep going right past the whipped cream.
I was going to say, what's the difference between just the same ingredient, whipped cream or butter?
Okay, so whipped cream is typically flavored and sweetened, a little bit of vanilla extract, sometimes other herbal extracts, and some sweetener. And for the butter, a little bit of continued activity after you've hit the whipped cream mark. And usually you would have that with salt. And I think the salt was added in those colonial times as a little bit of a preservative. And it was something that people did need,
When I've looked at cream, it's white. So would butter be white as opposed to yellow? Because we used to see butter is yellow all the time.
Okay. On occasion, it depends on the fat content. It's very interesting. Depends on the time of the year, what the cows are munching on with regard to the color. And you might say that the Ready Whip could be white, but your regular whipped cream, homemade whipped cream, might have a little bit of an off-white color, not that pure stark white.
So just an example of the little things you can do and to make things natural that you're eating instead of putting all these chemicals into your body.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. Remember, I'll be at Locatel on Hallandale Beach Boulevard starting at 12 noon. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.